From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. South Korea has strongly condemned North Korea's latest missile launch attempt. Earlier, the U.S. military reported that North Korea tried to launch an intermediate-range ballistic missile Saturday, but the effort failed. In addition to already conducting an unprecedented two nuclear tests this year, Pyongyang has advanced its land-based and marine-based ballistic missile capabilities with numerous launches in the last 6 months. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is meeting today in London with European allies to discuss Syria. Yesterday, he met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and regional players in Switzerland, but there were no breakthroughs regarding the civil war or the siege on Aleppo. Hear now from a captain in the Free Army, Free Syria Army.
It's bad in Aleppo. We are waiting to the countries, to the friends of Syria, to help us for making anything to Aleppo. But we are watching, for example, United States of America cannot do anything, and European Union cannot do anything.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo waiting for help and wondering how to escape the fighting. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes launched an offensive in northern Syria to get control of the key border town from the Islamic State. Atop, a U.S. admiral says an American warship has again come under fire in the Red Sea from multiple cruise missiles fired from the coast of Yemen. The USS Mason deployed electronic countermeasures to foil the attack. It was the third such attack on a U.S. naval vessel in the area in the past week. The U.S. responded with missiles targeting three radar sites in Yemen, territory controlled by Iran-backed Houthi rebels. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says India is a natural ally for the United States and that countries will be best of friends if he is elected. Trump made the remarks at a charity event for Hindu victims of militant attacks hosted by the Republican Hindu Coalition. At the event, Trump also claimed his Democratic Party rival, Hillary Clinton, is not healthy enough to campaign, let alone become president.
Hillary doesn't have the energy. She's right now resting. She's resting, waiting for the debate on Wednesday night. Did everybody see the last debate? That was an easy one. That was very easy.
Speaking to supporters, Clinton talked about the imperative of winning the November 8th election.
We have to win in order to work together to demonstrate the positive, optimistic, confident, unifying vision of America that I believe in and that I think together we can demonstrate. America's best days are still ahead of us.
Recent voter surveys show Clinton leads Trump by 6%. The two will have their third and final debate on Wednesday. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, on a visit to Haiti, said he is establishing a trust fund for the victims of Hurricane Matthew, which left more than 500 people dead and tens of thousands homeless. Mr. Ban also said aid efforts should focus on fighting a potential cholera epidemic in the country, with several cases reported following the storm.
We are going to mobilize as much as resources and medical support to, first of all, prevent and stop this cholera epidemic. And then, second, support the families of the victims.
Speaking in Port-au-Prince, Mr. Bond also said he is disappointed by the international community's response to Haiti, one of the country's worst hit by Hurricane Matthew. The Philippines is being slammed by Typhoon Sarika. The storm has forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people early Sunday on the main island of Luzon. The heavy rainfall has caused minor landslides and damaged crops. Weather officials say Sarika is moving toward the South China Sea, but not before causing power outages and wind damage. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us on our website at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.